and you sweep up with the
room.
Mm-hmm. In the morning, when you put on your makeup, you look in the
mirror.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you called this thing a terrace, or what'd you call that?
I called it a balcony.
A balcony. Mm-hmm. One that was, if it was on the ground level, what would you call it?
Porch.
Okay. And a window treatment that you pull down and then it rolls back up?
Shade.
Okay. And your central heating unit?
Furnace.
Okay. And in a place where they have lots of blizzards, they have to have special kinds of windows. Do you know what those are called?
Storm windows?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. All of the objects in this room are collectively known as?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And this thing that I'm sitting on is a?
Sofa.
Is that a formal name, or is that the same as couch?
I think it's the same. This one, for some reason, I usually call this one a sofa. That one makes into a bed.
Oh.
And I usually call it a couch. I don't know why.
Okay.
This
okay.
one's just prettier, I guess, so I'm giving it a prettier name.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When I was growing up, they called those things Davenports.
Yeah, I've heard
from
that.
The manufacturer.
That was the manufacturer's name, mm-hmm. the Davin. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard a lot of people say that. Now, a piece of furniture that's about this high and has lots of drawers, you keep your socks in it, is a
chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. How about something that the women sit at and there's drawers on either side and a big mirror?
Vanity.
Okay. And if you're carrying water around outside and something with a handle, what do you call that thing with the handle?
Pail or a bucket.
Uh-huh. And buckets are made out of what material?
Well, old buckets were made out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
They can be made out of plastic or metal.
Okay, what kinds of metal?
Tin or some kind of wrought iron. I don't know. Wrought iron. I don't know. What are they made of?
Well, all kinds of things. You know, tin, plastic.
Yeah.
Different things. When you wash dishes by hand, you have to use a what kind of thing do you use?
A washcloth or a sponge. Well, not a washcloth. That's more for bathing.
Mm-hmm.
A sponge or a dishcloth or a brush or mm-hmm. a scrubber or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And to dry the dishes, you'd use?
A dish towel.
Okay. And people dry themselves off with?
Hand towels.
Okay. And you turn on the?
Turn on the faucet.
Uh-huh. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
And you heat water for tea in a
teapot.
Or what else could that be called?
Microwave.
These days.
Microwave.
Sure.
Tea kettle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the same as a teapot?
Oh, well, you wouldn't put a tea kettle on the table usually.
Okay.
Dinner
yeah.
table or something, it'd be a teapot.
Teapot
is more, it's usually the finer,
mm-hmm.
you know, the china teapot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
right.
think.
Yeah.
A tea kettle, you'd associate that with the stove.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to cook an egg on top of the stove, you'd use a
pan, frying pan, or something to boil water in.
Okay. Is a skillet the same as a frying pan?
I think so.
Okay. Have you ever seen a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag for a wick and some material to burn inside?
Yes. In museums and things like that.
So you don't have personal
coal
experience?
Oil lamp?
Yeah,
My mother had to clean the lamps when she was growing up. That was her Saturday morning and filled them with coal oil, she called it.
Uh-huh.
Kerosene, I guess.
Uh-huh. And a bed that you make on the floor is?
I started to say pad, but a pallet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what's your word for a heavy bed cover?